brethren, sisters, friends. If we read in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we see that the ultimate concern expressed here is everlasting life through the seed. The Hebrew mind must be fixed on Him who was exalted through the suffering, and with that help, patiently share in the suffering of all those who are sons of God. The Hebrews, with needed counsel and exhortation concerning the preparation and training of the contestant, as we see in Hebrews 12:1. We have mentioned here of a race. We read, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Excuse me. This chapter begins with the illustration of a race set before us. There were Olympic type games even before Christ, which featured the running events of all sorts, as well as other events. The scriptures show us the men of the past are still to be known as at one time competitors in the same race and as witnesses in their own day for the truth. This type of illustration would make a more lasting impression on their minds, I think, is the reason it was referred to as such here in Hebrews 12:1. But let us notice what is mentioned before the race, where we read, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us." Some translations say to strip off the handicap. The Diaglot says encumbrance in the place of weight. So we see here that there is something we have to rid ourselves of. So let's take this idea of a race and project it to what a runner does before he participates. He first gets himself into shape. By that, we mean training, which involves exercise, eating, sleeping correctly. Getting into shape also involves a lot of desire, dedication, work, and time. And it builds endurance and strength. It involves sacrifice. It is something in order to obtain a goal. You wouldn't go through all this if there wasn't something for you. A runner doesn't put forth all the effort without a definite goal in mind. When a runner gets ready to run, he strips himself of all unnecessary clothing which would slow him down in a race. Examples, he wouldn't run in some of these shoes you see around now with the high heels or the, what do you call them, the waffle stompers, these heavy type shoes, or a long dress or whatever. No one would attempt to run a race dressed as such unless he didn't intend to get out of the starting block. Remember that this is not a race where there is only one winner, but the idea is to participate and keep participating and get to the finish line, which, if we are chosen, would mean eternal life. It should not be difficult for us to transfer these physical examples to the spiritual. For a moment, let us compare two races. One, the 40-yard dash, which, if you're not familiar, is once around a track. This is a dash, which means you run all the way. From the time you start till the end, you sprint or you run. There are lanes marked out. You have to stay in those lanes. What happens if you don't stay in the lanes? You're disqualified. Compare that to the mile run, which is a type race where you can pace yourself. If the competition is slow, you can run slow. One thing, though, is the certain about any race. You can't let up or coast along, because when you do, it's hard to get started again. And what usually happens is you lose. We must strip off every handicap, strip off sin with its clinging grasp, and run our appointed race, as is mentioned in Hebrews 12:1. I would like to quote from a Brother Robert, the Seasons of Comfort, the 13th chapter. We are quoting now, in the race for eternal life, there are many things lawful enough in the abstract, but that viewed in the relation to the object to be attained are highly inexpedient and to be laid aside, as Paul advises. It is a simple and a safe and a reasonable and a wise rule, and one that will give us much cause for joy at the last. To dispense with every habit or pleasure or practice or occupation or friend that hinders our progress in the narrow way. It is better to make our calling and election sure at the expense of worldly friends and engagements and advantages, than to secure all these in this present time and find at last that we have cherished them at the expense of Christ's approbation and have to pay for them with the loss of the kingdom of God, unquote. Reading from Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 23rd to the 27th verses. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And so, for us this morning, to begin with, as we run the race, which one are we running? The 440 yard dash or the mile run? Are we running the race that has bounds, that has more rules, and are we in shape?